with Corky Lang of Mountain.
Hey, it's Corky here. Everyone knows that musicians and airplanes don't mix, but those train trips are something else. Today on Under the Rock, we remember the Canadian version of Woodstock with a twist. You see, unlike Woodstock, the fans didn't trek across the country to attend the concert. Instead, the concert came to the people. It was 1970, and a promoter named Ken Walker put a bunch of musicians on a train and sent us across Canada to play a series of amazing shows. The Festival Express concerts were a blast. The best part was the nonstop party on the train between gigs. Imagine Janis Joplin, the band, the Grateful Dead, 10 years after, Traffic, the Flying Burrito Brothers, Buddy Fucking Guy, Delaney and Bonnie, Mountain, Eric Anderson, Tom Rush, the Good Brothers, Ian and Sylvia, all hamming and jamming in the bar car as the train rolled across, oh, Canada.
Driving that train, I'm cocaine. Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, you know, trouble behind. And you know that notion just crossed my mind. And you know that notion just crossed my mind.
The Grateful Dead, riding that train high on cocaine and anything else we can get our hands on. And just let me interrupt myself at this point. I gotta tell you, we were also participating with Jack Daniels and Jim Beam, and while Jerry and I sat on the train, he once told me, he says, of all the money he made, 90% he spent on women, drugs, and all kinds of shit, and the other 10% he wasted. And I kind of agree with him. And now, we are joined by one of my fellow passengers from that incredible five-day non-stop party across, oh, Canada. We're talking here to Levon Helm. Levon Helm was definitely one of my drum heroes, all around wonderful character, human being, angel, everything you have to say about the wonderfulness of music and a brother in music. In talking to Levon, we were discussing the sequencers and all the electronic music that's been happening in the 80s and 90s. And Levon turned around to me and gave me one of these profound looks and said, you know, Corky, music's a very special thing. You can do anything to music. Music don't care.
I pulled into Nazareth, was feeling about half-ass dead.
Guitar Dead.
I didn't want to play the guitar, but when I got this ukulele from my aunt, my mom enrolled me in a guitar school. Now I played a ukulele, a little tiny thing, and I went to the school and the teacher said to her, all right, come back next week, we'll see what we can do. And they gave me a guitar. Now the guitar had six strings, and I was a little confused, so I ripped two strings off the guitar. And the next week my mom went back and the teacher says, I don't think so.
Time now to go beyond the chords and the frets. We call this segment Guitarded because certain guitarists, Jeff Beck, Jimmy Page, Jimi Hendrix, Eric Clapton, and the massive Leslie West are the pillars that built the house of rock and roll.
Eric Clapton was my first hero. And then later on, as I progressed on the guitar, Eddie Van Halen became my second hero because he got me playing the guitar again. And for a while I wasn't playing anymore and I heard him, I said, whoa. Is this guy doing a Bach organ fugue on the guitar? Hello? I never heard it before.
These guys did everything from violate and abuse their instruments to make love to them.
My favorite sound's gotta be plugging in my guitar for the first time. I hear that chord come out, it makes my balls vibrate, I get very excited.
You're listening to Under the Rock.
And now, a message from the throne.
The queen, you know what I mean? But drummers really rule.
Not to beat my own drum, but the throne is much more than a guy sitting on a seat behind a drum kit. Ginger Baker, Levon Helm, John Bonham. In the late 60s, these drummers were free. These drummers quarterbacked the bands. John Bonham set the beat for the way people walked on the street. Personally, I learned a great deal from a fella called Keith Moon. He once said, keep your cymbals low so you can see the cleavage in the front row.
I ain't nobody nowhere.
You're listening to Under the Rock. I'm your host, Corky Lang.
In the mind of...
You know, there are actors who want to be musicians, and there are musicians who want to be actors. In their off time, they do what they love to do that have nothing to do with their career. But I'm going to ask you, what do you do with your anti time?
Taking a break, like, and doing something like just heading out on a boat, just, you know, relaxing. I think what gives me the most satisfaction is when I create a new piece of music, a new song, and it just sounds fantastic. And usually it's kind of like at midnight when everybody's asleep, I come out here and all the kids are sleeping and I just start writing. And it's because I can't sleep because I can hear a melody in my head. And then when I record it and I hear it back, it's extremely satisfying. I'm a singer-songwriter and I'm probably known best for my work with my band, The Cranberries.
It's a small step from the limo to the gutter. Watch where you're going.
Under the Rock, I'm Corky Lang.